This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils, but it looks like communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion, we lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20 plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Public with Tom Lacavera and Bruce Ray Riggs. It's brewing time in America right now. There's electricity in the air. The spirits of 1776, I believe, have reawoken. And I want to start off today's show with a little bit of a congressional testimony.
Mr. Lazarus knows better than I do how many bombs the president has to drop without congressional authorization before that becomes war. I don't know the actual number. But I think what Mr. King was getting at is, you know, there is one last thing to which the people can resort if the government does not respect the restraints that the Constitution places on the government. Abraham Lincoln talked about our right to alter our government, or our revolutionary right to overthrow it. And that is certainly something that no one wants to contemplate. But as I mentioned in my delivered testimony, if the people come to believe that the government is no longer constrained by the laws, then they will conclude that neither are they. That is why this is a very, very dangerous sort of thing for the president to do, to wantonly ignore the laws, to try to impose obligations on people that the legislature did not approve.
It's an excellent conclusion.
Where I'm going with this, America, is you have to realize that they want us to spark off quickly. We need to use our minds. We need to educate ourselves. And that's what we here at Resurrect the Republic, that's what we're here to do. We're here to give you the information, the poison tree, the problem. It's not attaching a ton of amendments to an already defiled list of amendments that have already been altered. Bruce, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, why don't we just dig right into the truth and pick up where we left off?
Yes, sir. Two things I'd like to point out. One, the CRS report that I mentioned, with page 5, CRS-2, top paragraph, that talked about Executive Order 6, ordering the 14th Amendment ratified, and Executive Order 7, ordered it lawful and published. That is an updated report that goes back to the 93rd Congress first session. Summary of emergency power status, a working paper. This document is available on Dirty Uncle Sam also, that you can go through your website.
ResurrectTheRepublic.com, and you just click on the links tab, and it says Dirty Uncle Sam. All the documents, all the videos that we discuss on the show are right there.
And when you open it up, it says foreword, and underneath it, just see where it reads, since March 9th, 1933, the United States has been in a state of declared national emergency.
Yeah. And we've been in a national emergency ever since.
The first sentence says it all. And every 2 years, they do an updated report. And the CRS report from 2008 was just an update from that report. All of those are available, though. We have them all available for online.
Yeah. Now, so we've been in a state of... essentially what this means is we've been in a state of martial executive power, martial law, since the Civil War, and this the illusion that we have freedom, that we live in, still live in a constitutional republic, is a lie.
Well, two things I would like to say about that. One, if we ever have a constitutional convention, they should look into the Libra Code, which is known as General Orders 100, and if the martial law jurisdiction established about halfway through the Civil War was ever properly relinquished. I read a section on there, 32, that requires a treaty of peace to be signed among the states, and that to be the basic deciding factor of this jurisdiction. And the fact that they was able to go into some form of martial law jurisdiction to do reconstruction after the President Lincoln once and Andrew Johnson twice gave a proclamation to peace. That makes you wonder, was this jurisdiction actually relinquished? And if you count the executive orders backwards, they go all the way to April 15th, 1861. Remember, Executive Order 6, July 20th, 1868, Order the 14th Amendment ratified, 7 lawful and published. Then you get all the way up to Roosevelt's time, you get Executive Order 6102 in 1933 that took away your gold. And just keep adding numbers up. They all go back to the Civil War era. So if they ever do a constitutional convention, I'd be real curious. I mean, I think we really should have the folks look into this to see if there's something there. Our so-called Civil War is basically one of the only wars in history where there wasn't a peace treaty or nothing signed afterwards or a treaty of peace.
No, actually, that all leads into the Trading with the Enemies Act and the
1917,
Right, and transfer of... originally the changing of the definition of citizen in person, and then, you know, later on down the road, you have the Trading with the Enemy Act that basically declared us akin to enemy combatants. And then, a famous ship. This is what I tell people I've been looking into, and I found some validity to this interesting conspiracy angle. That the Federal Reserve Act was passed in 1913. What do you recall the date that it was passed, Riggs?
Bankers' Holiday Act, something to do with just before December.
Right. And
before Christmas time, a few people stayed back and they passed it.
Right, and what famous ship went down in 1912?
With the Titanic.
Who had a very strong anti-Federal Reserve position and a lot of money behind them to back that position. I think that it was no coincidence that a large group of those people went to the bottom of the ocean in 1912. And then in 1913, you have the Federal Reserve Act that's not even ratified. We know that they can't produce a ratified copy of the Federal Reserve Act. I don't even think that that's even lawful by their standards, which aren't lawful. But anyway, I digress. Let's go. Let's take it back.
Okay. I'll go over this again now. Remember, the definition for corporate citizen, and it says a corporate status in the state of incorporation through a foreign corporation is not a citizen or purpose of the Privileges and Immunity Clause of Article 4, Section 2, which is the citizen the original Constitution created. In that case, would be Bank of Augusta versus Early, E-A-R-L-E, U.S. Reporter, 38-519. If you have Lawyer's Edition, it's 10 LED, page 274. Okay, so the Article 4, Section 2 citizen isn't a corporation. Now, the definition for artificial persons. Person created and devised by human laws for the purpose of society and government, as distinguished from natural persons. Corporations are examples of artificial persons. Chapman versus Bruin, 43 Nebraska, 890.
Now let me just pause you for a second there. So what the listeners need to understand here is that they changed the definition of us as human beings and of sovereign citizens of the United States of America. And by doing so, they've given us a fictitious corporate personhood representative of our name. And by doing that, it leads to all sorts of jurisdiction from these commercial courts. Go ahead, Riggs.
Yes, sir. Now, the next case I'm going to quote, now this is where I drive it home. The first I pointed out how the Article 4, Section 2, original citizenship found in the original Constitution that our framers wanted us to have a state citizen is not a corporation.
Yes.
Secondly, I pointed out how artificial persons is. Corporations are examples of artificial persons. Last, I'm going to point out, you go to a commercial, I'll let you come back.
If you go to commercial, we'll get you on the other side.
Complacency and disgrace are liars. Congress now enslaves us. Fascists, it's what we are now. Do you really think you're free? Power, they can't live and let us be.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Corruption, the cancer that destroys us. We hate, they buy, they bind us. Enslavement is the hope for
us. Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic with Tom Lacabara and guest host here, Bruce Ray Riggs. Why don't you take it off, Riggs?
Yes, sir.
We don't have time, so let's just dig right to the info.
Metropolitan Life Insurance Company versus Ward, Alabama, 470 U.S. Reporter, page 869. 105 SCT, if you have the West Reporters, 1676 at 1683. Lawyers Edition, 84 LED, page 751. Quote, a corporation is a person within the meaning of the 14th Amendment equal protection and due process provisions of the United States Constitution.
Right.
Sorry, I got a sore throat.
It's okay. Don't worry about it, buddy.
But now you see, I pointed out three different cases. I quoted law as I went, how an artificial person is a corporation. And then I pointed out how an Article 4, Section 2 citizen, the original citizen our founding fathers wanted us to be, is not a corporation. And then I showed the U.S. Supreme Court case law, which you feel free to research on your own, where you are. A 14th Amendment a citizen is a corporation. Because, as I show in my campaign essay, I think it's the first or second document from the top in the essay, in 1862, Congress took it upon themselves to redefine the meaning of the word person to include the definition corporation. See, this is a trick. This is how they trick the American people because, I mean, who would ever think, you know, if I called you a nice person or a person, that I'm referring to you as something other than a human being when it's a double meaning word. It means partnership, firm, corporation, stuff like that besides human being. So when the 14th Amendment made all persons citizens of the United States, we didn't think anything of it. But now you know there's another meaning to that word. It means yes. You the same as a corporation. I mean, yes. Does Sears, does any of these, does a mall, does any of these companies have corporations having a right to keep and bear arms? Think about it.
Yes.
You do as a human being. But now your citizenship, your standing in law is not that anymore. It's the same as the shopping market, the supermarket you went to, it's a corporation most likely. Your standing in law was equal with, is now equal with that. And your rights are made arbitrary through the due process clause of the 14th Amendment. You will read that again and again if you start studying federal case law. Every right that you think is yours, if you're a citizen of the United States, the 14th Amendment creation, your rights are made arbitrary through the due process clause of the 14th Amendment. Yeah, and once again, Code of Federal Regulations, Title 27, 72.11, all crimes, state or federal, are commercial crimes. Have you ever looked up the definition of misprision of treason?
You know, I don't think I have in a while, but I'm sure that I've perused.
Oh, well, while you're, enjoy this.
I want you to share it with us.
Now, before I give you this definition, James, you brought up the fact that you're an oath keeper and proud of it.
Yes, I am, a card-carrying member.
And everybody that took an oath, you know, such as myself, I did at MEPS in October 85, I think it was.
Yeah.
When I got enlisted in the United States Navy. Other folks, I took it again in ROTC, but what judges, cops, everybody, law enforcement, took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. This, listen to the definition of misprision of treason. The bare knowledge and concealment of an act of treason or treasonable plot by failing to disclose it to the appropriate officials, that is, without any assent or participation therein. For if the latter elements be present, the party becomes a principal. 18 USCA, which stands for United States Code Annotated, subsection 2382.
Okay.
So that means if you took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, you're duty bound to report this violations to the appropriate officials.
Okay, now let me just halt you there for a second so that I can get this through to the people that are listening here. A lot of people don't know the Constitution. They raise their right hand and they take an oath to support and defend the Constitution, but they don't even know the Constitution because the version of the Constitution that they show us now, in our humble opinion, is not. As soon as you disappeared the 13th Amendment, which gave British the barristry and the courts commercial control over everything, they turned around and answered with the 14th Amendment, which obviously titles of nobility of esquires are. Now, lawyers aren't the problem. Esquire is a problem. But go ahead, Griggs.
So everybody that took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States has a duty to report an act of treason against this Constitution to the appropriate officials
duty.
By sitting there just letting it happen and saying nothing and just treason. Looking the other way.
It's treason.
You're guilty of mistreason of treason.
Yep.
It's another form of treason. Now, everybody that in Washington, D.C. took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. They wouldn't have their job if they didn't.
That's right.
And as I pointed out the other day, like this CRS report that everyone in Congress got a copy of, order code 98-611-GOV. But CRS report stands for Congressional Research Service Report for Congress, updated November 26, 2008, from the ongoing state of emergency since 1933. They update these every 2 years from 1974 on.
Yep.
All these are available on my website, but I don't know what order they're in because I got so many documents, and the IT guy just put them up there. I've got to come up with a system for them, but they're all there. You just have to find it.
And
I'm sorry about that. I'm getting a message to my madness. They've attacked my website and had to have it rebuilt again.
We're going to come back swinging.
This is prepared for members and committees of Congress. Now, as I pointed out before, page 5 of this document, which is CRS-2, top paragraph, made clear Executive Order 6, which is not even real, dated July 28, 1868, ordered the 14th Amendment ratified. Executive Order 7 ordered it lawful and published. And they're not even real executive orders.
I know.
Everybody in Congress got a copy of this. And if they, and every one of them just looked the other way. Or they didn't read it.
It's because, you know, I dare say that the ones that really fully understand this are cowards. They're not only cowards, they're not only traitors, they're cowards. Because you have two or three people looking around in the room knowing the truth that may have the courage or conviction to do it. And you know what? If they waited for the proper time and they waited for the cameras to be on like Diane McReady did with her proclaiming that God will not be mocked and just stand up and don't sit down, we could have this taken care of peacefully. Without a shot being fired, without people getting angry, without the whole nation turning to the radio and to alternative media, because we know we're being lied to by mainstream.
Well, that's the blessing. That's what we need to realize. You know, this whole gloom and doom situation where we owe these trillions, we'll never pay it back. Well, guess what? I've got a different perspective, and that might be wrong, but I'll give it to you.
Yep.
The people that bought this debt, they're the victims, obviously.
Yes.
We're victims of this fraud being perpetrated upon us for 140 years of this act of treason against us. We're the victims also. We've paid into it for years.
Yes, we are.
It's cost us a lot of our sovereignty. We fought a lot
of
wars.
Don't sell them off as victims so shortly because, you know, they know what's going on too. And
our
leaders
are
planning that eminent domain switch for the debt planning.
I know. But the bottom line is, that's the point I was trying to make is, the people that bought the debt and us, the payers of the debt, are both victims to a fraud. See, that's the unique benefit that I believe we have here over in this situation is it's a fraud.
It is. It is a fraud. And I think that we're going to pick that back up on the other side. You guys, thank you for tuning in to Resurrect the Republic and RBN Network. We'll talk to you on the other side.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
To resurrect the Republic on RBN Radio with Tom Lackabar and Bruce Ray Riggs. Okay, we were talking about this absolute sham that's been perpetrated upon our country. Where did you leave off there, Riggs?
Well, I know the next thing I was going to point out is the fact that we're all victims of this fraud. Now, the debt exists, okay, under the 14th Amendment, Section 4, which not only makes this newly created citizen, known as the citizen of the United States, responsible for this public debt, in the middle of it says we don't have a right to question the validity of it. So the debt's established through an unlawful citizenship that perpetrated a fraud and an act of treason against the Constitution. My perspective is if a bad guy comes in and robs a bank and shoots us in the leg and the perfect buyers of this debt in the leg, we're both victims. The perpetrators of this fraud are the one that should have to make restitution and make this right to us and the people that bought this. And that would be the bankers and stuff that issued these debt bonds and overthrew our government ever since. We're the victims.
Wow.
That's our saving grace. I believe that's our saving grace. Because if this debt was real, we're in big trouble. There's no way to fix it. Is there?
No, there's not. There is no way. It's all a sham.
Our only saving grace is the fact it's not real.
You know, when Bernie Madoff went down in flames, I sat back and I laughed and I said, America, don't you realize that a couple rungs higher we could have this whole game? We could have this whole game. Because what they're doing is it's a big Ponzi scheme. It's really they're just printing this money. And people don't understand what happens when the Fed prints money. When they print money, if the money that you have,
whatever value that does actually have, it devalues it, and because they don't back it up with anything, which is theft. They might as well be just reaching into your wallet, pulling it out, taking some of your money out, and being nice enough to leave some in it. That's what they're doing until people get sick and tired and say, you know what? We're done with this Federal Reserve. We're done with this craziness. Listen, Riggs, we're going to take a caller on line one in a second. Oh, you did drop? Okay, never mind. Go ahead, Riggs. Keep on going.
Okay, do you know how to determine what the dollar's worth? I mean, I know you hear it on TV, the dollar's worth 5 cents, the dollar's worth 3 cents. You know what unit of measurement they use? Because dollar's only a unit of measurement. You know what unit of measurement they use to give that value to the dollar?
Gosh.
An ounce of gold. And Congress originally set gold at $20 an ounce. That's why you have an old Western days, you have the $20 gold pieces, an ounce of gold. Okay, after they confiscated the gold, the bankers got a hold of it all. Well, they did them a favor. Congress raised the gold to $35 an ounce once they got out of the American people's hands, basically doubling their money instantly. Well, it's still $35 an ounce, but that's constitutional dollars. If the U.S. Treasury was given back to the government, because the Federal Reserve has owned it ever since 1921, I have a document on that, too. It was handed over to them. If it was ever given back to the American government and they had to print constitutional currency, they could only print $35 for every ounce of gold they have in reserve. So now, with that unit of measurement in mind, if it takes 350 Federal Reserve notes to go to the jewelry store or wherever and buy that ounce of gold, then the dollar's worth 10 cents. If it takes 700 Federal Reserve notes, then the dollar's worth 5 cents. Right now, the dollar's worth around a penny or two. I mean, it's down there. It's like 2 cents or something. I mean, look at the price of gold. Do the math.
I've been telling people for a while, don't even trust in it, man, to start saving heavy metals, precious metals, rather. I've been telling people this.
Yeah, I stock up on food. I figure that's what it's all going to come down to.
Yeah.
Whatever you have, all the precious metal. The only thing is, it's convenient and so forth, but I mean, if the grid situation ever happens, you know, it's just not going to really be anything to buy.
Right.
You know, I'd rather have something for me and my dog and my chickens to eat.
I hear you there. Well, at least you have chickens to eat.
Now, for your listeners who have the time, when they go to resurrectorepublic.com, and they go to Dirty Uncle Sam, and they click on documents at top, they got a few different selections that they can choose from on the documents I have there. And I don't know where they all are yet because we just have the site redone. But you can click on Senate and House journals. All the Senate and House journals you're going to come up are from the Civil War 14th Amendment era. Well, basically after the Civil War. They're all 14th Amendment era. They're all about the 14th Amendment. Every single House journal there. There's 15 state House journals. And 12 state Senate House journals saying the 14th Amendment is unconstitutional. And they're from northern, western, and southern states.
Yep.
And they're all free. And if you click on the documents and look at them, and when you open them up, the first page usually verifies it, like the Alabama House Journal. You'll see the first page shows it come from the state archives of their state. Most of the documents are verifiable. You didn't want to research them yourself.
Yeah.
It's like I said, my collection comes from a couple of different people. It's not just mine, but it's like a baseball collection, card collection to me. I mean, it's.
Yeah, I know. It's precious to our hearts because, I mean, if you really look around America, you see, I mean, every time you leave your door in New Jersey and you drive from point A to point B, you see a police car having somebody pulled over. You don't see anybody hurt. You don't see anybody. I mean, I can understand stopping people for driving really erratically or in a dangerous manner. But when you have your windows that are tinted too dark, who are these people to say that we can't block the sun out, but their windows can be tinted? Did you notice that? I don't know if you noticed that or not. But you're in Florida, so they allow you to get away with a little bit more of the tinting because of the sun. But up here, you can't have tinting on the windows of your car. Who are these people? These little things should be little red flags. Now I know that you're not going to stand up over tint, But you know that in the pit of your stomach, there's something wrong with that. And people know that there's something wrong with all of these money-generating fines that and their charges. And that's exactly what they are, charges. Because they're charging you, they're taking your money. It's taxation without representation, and I'll explain how real quick. Your county sheriff is the only law enforcement officer that's mentioned in the Constitution. We're going to be having Sheriff Matt come on tomorrow, and we're going to talk more about that. But the reason that that's significant, you don't see now here in New Jersey, you don't see most of the sheriffs around here don't pull people. They can pull people over and give them tickets, but they don't usually because that's not what their job is to harass their citizenry. They are responsible under election. These police departments, you get appointed a chief, he stays in there for 15 years with PBA backing, and I'm not against the PBA or the FOP or anything. That's a whole other subject, but they're not accountable to any kind of election. So if the police chief starts going a little rogue or his officers start going a little rogue, there is no accountability to correct the problem as our founders intended. It is a corporate law enforcement structure apparatus that we have in this country. And all we have to do, we don't have to get rid of all these cops. All we need to do is go over to positions where their boss is elected or they merge with the sheriff's department. It doesn't have to be disorganization in the United States. We don't have to go without law enforcement. We don't have to fire all these cops. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that. Here's the answer right here is the 14th Amendment, I believe. What do you think, Riggs?
Yes, sir. Here's something else that if we ever did have a constitutional convention, the fellas should look into. 39th Congress, Session 1, Chapter 29, Chapter 173 and 174. This is where Congress redefined the meaning of the word state to include the definition District of Columbia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember this. Yeah.
Yeah. This was done June 30th, 1864.
Yeah. That was part of that was part of their trifecta is what I call it. Treachery.
Now think of the language of the 14th Amendment. Now think of the word state. Now how does it play a part in the 14th Amendment, paragraph 1? Okay. 14th Amendment makes you a citizen of the United States in the states where you reside. Now, there's many people that believe in the theory, and it could be fact, and this is something else the Continental Congress could look into, a Constitutional Convention could look into if they had one.
Right.
Okay, what if your corporate personhood resides in the state of Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia? What if there is really only constitutionally one state, and the other 50 are actually falsehoods because they don't have a citizen? How can they have sovereignty? Because that's how they had sovereignty to start with. I mean, they originally had their own borders. They had their own citizens. I mean, you have to have at least that, plus you should have a currency.
Hey, Riggs, I want to take one caller. We don't get a chance to do that with an hour much, but we have an off-grid, someone that's living off-grid. I would like to get them on to answer their question. We have Art. Art, are you with us?
Good morning, gentlemen. Make this real quick.
Yeah, hold on one second. We're going to pick this up on the other side. We're going to go to break in just a second, so don't dig too deeply. Go ahead, Art. You know what? We're going to pick this up on the other side. Just stay with me, Art. Hang on there, Bruce. And welcome to Resurrect the Republic.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Riggs. Art, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they say you're off the grid. How far off the grid are you, Art?
Far enough that you ain't going to drive. You have to walk into my place. You can't drive in. You either walk in or come in by horseback.
God love you. Give me a little bit more time.
$10.
But what did you want to ask us about?
I'll make this real quick, a couple different points, and then I'll back out and let you guys take it from here.
Okay.
I work with a lot of people. They can't afford gold and silver. So what I try to focus on when I work with and educate and teach people to do what I do, focus on this. If you can set back $25 every paycheck, it doesn't take long to set up a stock of 1,000 pounds of food per individual within your group. Also, $200, you can go down to any military surplus store and purchase a very nice military grade combat issue medical / surgical kit, which also has enough room to add in your vitamins and prescriptions and stuff like that that you need. Also, don't be afraid to stock up on things like toilet paper, paper towels, things like this that the spoiled little pampered brats are going to want. They're going to want that. That'll come in handy. Stock up on tobacco. Stock up on alcohol. Also, when you talk about police, remember, these guys do not enforce law. There is no such thing as law enforcement, because if there was, you wouldn't have any crime. The word police, connect that with policy. They attempt to enforce policy. And as far as the Constitutional Convention goes, Constitutional Convention, bad idea. If they have another one, kiss what's left of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Goodbye.
Well, that's part of what we thank you for that very much, Art. And I wanted to get to you because when they told me you were off the grid, you know, I know it can be out there. It's pretty tough living that way right now, but you can make it good. I've lived that way, and I'm gonna be living shortly that way again. It's a good way to go, and you're always prepared. What they're trying to do is take our preparedness that has been tradition. My grandparents were prepared with everything that you just said, they had, and more. Okay, well, thank you very much for your call, Art. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Riggs.
He is correct. If the people aren't well-informed and they have this constitutional convention, the Constitution is basically thrown out the window.
I know.
Only way you're going to save it is they have to know what we're teaching.
I know.
If they're going to go out there and attack Obamacare, and Texas is probably going to want to be independent, and you know where it's going to go, and they're never going to agree on the 30 different things they have.
They can have Obamacare in square BC if they'd like.
Yeah.
Having all the Obamacare you'd like in that square of DC. But here's one person that's just, no. That's my answer to Obamacare. No. I urge all Americans to just, what did Nancy Reagan say? Now here's something we can actually just all say no to. I think that should be the new expression, the new slogan for Obamacare. Just say no. I know that's a little, anyway, go ahead, Riggs. I'm sorry.
And I had an email from someone that I guess I listened to your show, and, I guess I forgot to give the site to Diet versus Turner.
Yeah.
I've made a note of that. The site, for those who's interested, is 439 Pacific, Second Reporter, at the West Publication, page 266 at 269. That's a 1968 case. So it's pretty recent. It's not that old. 1968. It's 100 years after the 14th Amendment was ratified. Interesting read. And if your listeners would like to go through some of those House journals, the New Jersey House Journal is an excellent one to read.
Yeah.
Have you read it yet?
Yeah.
The state senators were ejected unlawfully from the Senate in order to secure the two-thirds ratification. And Oregon's House Journal, that's another great one to read. Oregon's faculty ratification vote with the unlawful state legislators being allowed to cast votes, and then the lawful constituted state legislators then rejecting the 14th Amendment, but too late. They said it wasn't even a lawful state legislator that voted for the 14th Amendment from the state of Oregon, which had nothing to do with the Civil War. That's as far west as you're going to get, almost up to Canada.
Now, people still think that the Civil War was about slavery. That's what they teach in school. It's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous farce of history that war was about slavery. It included slavery as a ploy that was used against to destabilize the Southern plantation owners, because truth be told, they wanted the Southern seaports. The bankers wanted the Southern seaports. The Northern esquires wanted the Southern seaports, and they got Lincoln as a pawn to do their bidding. That is my opinion on that war. Part of it. I mean, there's a couple other angles to it, but.
Well, that war was more of a, you can look at the definition of civil war, that it wasn't. A civil war, by definition, is people fighting for the control of a government, opposing parties, two or three or whatever. And the southern states never fought for the control of the northern government.
No, they were attacked. And my uncles fought in that war, by the way, on both sides.
They took the United States Constitution, which they felt the North was longer keeping their oath. They came down, recreated the identical document, except they changed a couple words and made a Confederate States of America. It's almost identical. And they did that to keep their oath, because they didn't feel they could, in good conscience, keep their oath and stay a part of the Union. And they felt Thomas Jefferson's Declaration gave them the right to do so.
Yep, the Confederation of States, yeah.
Now,
yeah, you know, I always sympathized a little bit more with the South, but you know, when you say that, you people label you as being some sort of racist, and you know, I had my next door neighbors here where I live are an African American family, the Allens, and I tell you what, they
briefly when I was younger, I had that little touch of uncertainty when, you know, anyway, this is such a fine example of a family, a good Christian family. And this is not, when we talk about, the Civil War not being about slavery, we don't do it to enrage anyone, because we're attacking people's sensibilities of what they've been taught is true, especially an entire race of people who have been very manipulated and taken advantage of to without say, you know, it goes without saying. But then to have them not only taken advantage of, but used as pawns in history is really not right. It's just not right. And that's what we're trying to expose here. Is the truth.
Yeah, look at gun control. Did you get a chance to watch that video I told you about? No guns for Negroes?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm going to probably watch that this afternoon. I haven't had a chance to get to it, but I'm going to post it on the website, too. I think that maybe we should post a couple of these videos on our main page that we talk about so people don't have to go digging for them.
The video is about how gun control began with the black race.
Yes, it
long
did.
Before white folks ever had to even know of such a thing ever happening. I mean, it gives examples back in like New York City, back in the early 1900s, black folks had to get permission from their employer and their mayor before they can own a gun, and white people can just order it out the catalog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it shows all the way up to the Civil Rights Act of 1964. You know, this 14th Amendment, from the 14th Amendment on, that's what I liked about the video. It doesn't show anything before the 14th Amendment. All the racist gun control laws are from the 14th Amendment after the ratification, although he doesn't make that point. That's what one of the points I was going to make if you did watch the video. It shows like the 1870s and all the way up to 1964, black folks had to really fight to get equal gun rights.
Yeah.
And their prejudices is high. There's no you don't know these prejudices that, and the suffering that they had to go through to get equal gun rights.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know this. We have no idea. You watch this video, and you're like, you know, the Reconstruction and the 14th Amendment. How in the heck, when they had to go through this?
And people, Emancipation Proclamation kind of ties into all of that, because people thought that Abraham Lincoln was freeing the slaves, and what he was really actually doing, and I in my opinion, is that he wasn't freeing anyone. He was bringing the citizenry and the slaves on an equal level, but all enslaved.
Well, I'm published on this, actually. Have you ever read my article?
I've read a lot of stuff that you put out.
Urban Gardens Magazine published We the Sheeple. It was originally going to be called How the Modern American Corporate Slave Came to Be.
Mm-hmm.
And I changed it to We the Sheeple. And I wrote two parts to it. They never published the second part. I think the head publisher got... Dan Fox got fired for publishing this, although they spent 5 months researching our article before they published it to make sure it was all correct, because they couldn't really believe it at first, but it was.
We will see you. We're going to see you tomorrow, America, with Sheriff Mack. Everybody tune in tomorrow and listen to Sheriff Mack on Resurrect the Republic with Tom Lackabarre and Bruce Ray Riggs. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. We will strike!